metal on a duck cage might even allow you probably $750 or $1,000 just to enter court with you. And that's to just get you put on probation. Well, probation is a stepping stone for us, parchment, you know. And you get put on probation, it's not hurting us, it's hurting the kid because he's still deprived of his freedom, really. He's got to watch every move, so it's really not hurting us. Mm-hmm. He's still gonna lay out more money. It's just not worth it here. But they do it anyway.
You know, the white people that aren't very well off, that they don't have any money or anything or much education, but they don't seem to want to do anything for themselves. They're too lazy to work or try to better themselves. What would you call white people like that?
Well, I just call it unfortunate, you know.
Well, people that you look down on, though. I mean, they're in a bad situation, and they don't seem to care. They're too lazy to work or do anything for themselves.
Well, to me, they're no better than niggers, you know. But I try not to think about it, you know.
Do you ever hear people call them a poor white trash or crap?
Oh, yeah. Poor white trash or just white trash or bums.
Mm-hmm. What would colored people call whites that they look down on?
White trash, probably.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term cracker?
No.
And say it was icy outside. He said, well, the ice is pretty hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I like
to have faith.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready so y'all can go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready, so you say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how frequently I went into town, you'd ask me how.
How often you come to town?
And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
No, a man. Hair here would be a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
It's your left.
Huh?
Your left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And
your lips.
For the whole thing.
Face.
Huh?
Face. Your lips.
Okay. Or inside here is the
gums.
And these are the
teeth.
And this is one
gum.
One
tooth.
And this is my
throat.
Or the whole thing is the
your neck.
What about goozle?
Yeah. Could be used. I've used it before.
What?
In joking ways, you know. Somebody get popped in the throat and picked it up and like tore your goozle out, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is the goozle exactly?
Yeah, it's probably just your main throat. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I really don't know, but never thought about it.
What, you swallow down or what you
probably mean? So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you tell someone to take the chewing gum out of your
throat or your mouth.
And this is one.
Hmm?
This is one.
Hand.
Two.
Hands.
And this is the
palm.
This is one.
Fist.
Two.
Fist.
And a place where the bones come together.
A joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is my
leg.
And this is my
foot.
And I have two
feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I
squatted down.
And you have a way of saying that?
Kneel.
Huh?
Kneel.
Do you ever hear it down on your
knees?
Or down on your hunkers or down?
Yeah, hunch down, you know.
Uh-huh. Does that mean squat down?
Squat down.
And this part of your leg is your